Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The NTSB has recovered the black box from the plane that crashed on Cottman Avenue in the Northeast Friday night, killing all 6 people on board along with someone else on the ground. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherrill Parker says a perimeter remains in effect on Roosevelt Boulevard where that Learjet, which took off from Northeast Airport, crashed. That crash claimed the lives of 6 people on board and 1 in a car. It also injured a number of people on the ground.
That number has now increased to 22. 5 of the victims remain hospitalized currently, and 3 of them are in critical condition.
Parker says Samuel Fells High School in the Northeast continues to be their shelter location for people affected, especially those who lived in one of those properties significantly damaged.
It's open 24/7. The Red Cross disaster workers are there to assist anyone who has been impacted as a result of this tragedy.
Parker is gathering city departments together to give Philadelphians real-time updates and to answer questions.
We are working on organizing a town hall meeting for Wednesday, February 5th at 7 p.m.
The location of the meeting is yet to be determined. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mexican officials have identified the victims from the crash, including the young girl getting treatment and her mother. As KYW's Mac Hoffman tells us, staff at Shriners Hospital learned the child's journey of hope had turned to tragedy about an hour after she left.
Following the journey that she had been on, it was just extremely devastating.
Mel Bauer is the chief marketing and communications officer for Shriners Children's Health System. While the hospital did not identify the child and her mother, Bauer was able to talk about her relationship with the hospital and her time there.
We had that same day organized a send-off for her in which we brought together the caregivers and staff that knew her, the patients that she had gotten to know, and everyone gathered to wish her well as she was leaving. And then they made their way to the airport for their flight home. And it was about, I think, about an hour and a half that, we first realized that it was, in fact, our patient.
Bauer says after confirming it was their patient who had passed, those that worked with her and her mother were quickly notified.
As I walked through the hospital yesterday, you could feel the heaviness. It was a community in mourning. It wasn't just individuals, but it really was a family that was coming together.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Sunday morning, the University of Delaware Figure Skating Club hosted a memorial for the skaters, coaches, and families who died in last Wednesday's plane crash outside D.C. that killed 67 people. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke with the president of the Philadelphia Skating Club as they mourned the loss of some of their members.
It feels like an earthquake went off, and we're all kind of still dealing with the aftershock.
President of the Philadelphia Skating Club and Humane Society in Ardmore, Laura Mitchell, reflects on last Wednesday's devastating plane crash at Reagan Washington National Airport in Arlington. An American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas, was carrying several figure skaters along with their coaches and parents as they returned from the National Development Camp. An undisclosed number of those victims were members of the Philadelphia Skating Club.
These kids loved what they did. There was a bubbly sense of, gee, this is so much fun, I get to do this. And that's something, when you see that, it just lifts you up.
Some of the victims also competed for the University of Delaware Figure Skating Club in Newark, which hosted a large memorial Sunday. But Mitchell says the impact of the crash is being felt throughout the U.S. skating community because it's so tight-knit.
There's a lot of interaction, a lot of connection, even across the country of competitors at that level. They all know each other.
Officials have not given details on the full list of victims, and crews are still working to recover all the bodies. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In other news, Philadelphia City Council will take up four bills aimed at making housing in the city more affordable. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Two bills introduced by Councilmember Rue Landau would help renters by capping application fees at $20 and limiting security deposits to no more than 2 months' rent, which can be paid in up to four installments.
These bills are common sense measures that will help renters without hurting landlords.
Two other bills introduced by Jamie Gauthier are aimed at increasing the supply of housing. One would require that the Department of Licenses and Inspections and the Zoning Board of Adjustment speed up approvals for affordable housing projects. Another would allow homeowners to add bonus units to rent out without any approvals. This would cover only four council districts since the six others have restricted or banned bonus units, citing a number of concerns. Gauthier believes they have benefits.
To keep families in their homes and bring new affordable homes online all in one go.
The bills will get committee hearings before they're voted on. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.